Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, Apple has always had policies in place not to provide repair services for devices reported as lost or stolen. But this was only true if they had the Find My feature enabled. But now Apple is changing its policy and will also start denying iPhone repairs if the device is reported as lost or stolen in the GSMA device registry. According to an internal memo sent to Apple Store employees and Apple authorized service providers, the company will now use this device registry database to check if an iPhone is registered as lost before providing any sort of repair services. If the company's internal systems indicate that the device has been reported as missing, the technician must reject the repair. The GSMA device registry is a global database that allows smartphone owners to register events including loss, theft, fraud, or to indicate that a device is subject to a payment plan. Using the iPhone's IMEI number, companies with access to this platform can easily check to see if a device has been assigned to any one of those categories. The new policy aims to prevent stolen iPhones from being replaced with new ones if they never had the Find My network enabled before. So for most people, this won't actually be a big change, but it should help Apple crack down on one of the most common fraud practices we see with the iPhone. In other news today, Apple announced on Tuesday that it will release its quarterly earnings report for the fiscal second quarter of 2022 on Thursday, April 28th. As usual, the company will release its Q2 2022 earnings report, then hold a conference call with investors and analysts to provide more details about those results. As a reminder, last quarter, Apple reported a revenue record of $124 billion, up 11% year over year. But it's important to note that Apple did not provide any official guidance for Q2 2022 due to uncertainty caused by manufacturing disruptions and the COVID-19 pandemic. But despite what Apple described as significant supply chain constraints impacting the March quarter, the company has said that it expects revenue growth to be solid on a year-over-year basis. Apple does expect its revenue growth rate to decelerate in Q2 2022 compared to Q1 due to a challenging year-over-year comparison. This is due to the fact that the iPhone 12 lineup in 2020 was launched later than usual, which pushed some of that demand into the second quarter of 2021. That did not happen with the iPhone 13, which launched on time in September as usual, so not as much of that initial launch demand was delayed into Q2. Apple's earnings call for the fiscal second quarter will be held on April 28th, starting at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Mac Stadium is dedicated entirely to providing Mac cloud services, and it's built on genuine Apple Mac hardware. Mac Stadium offers a variety of Mac private cloud options, and it offers a ton of applications for Mac and iOS development, remote servers, and other workloads that require macOS. And it also offers cloud-hosted Mac desktops for development, creative, or IT use cases. And for those who are ready to make the jump from Intel to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has a full selection of M1-powered Macs in their US and European data centers. The company has also already ordered Mac Studio machines to put in its data centers in multiple configurations and will make them available for Mac cloud users as soon as possible. It's easy to see why Mac Stadium is an industry leader in this category, and you can learn more and try it out for yourself by going to macstadium.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple released watchOS 8.5 for the Apple Watch last week, and while it came with a few new features, it also appears to have broken one feature that's exclusive to the Apple Watch Series 7. According to Apple Watch Series 7 users, and confirmed by 9to5 Mac, watchOS 8.5 appears to break support for fast charging. Faster charging times was one of the highlighted features of the Series 7 when it launched last year. Apple had said that with fast charging, your Apple Watch Series 7 can go from 0 to 80% in about 45 minutes. With watchOS 8.5, however, something has changed, and Apple Watch Series 7 fast charging no longer appears to work. A number of affected Apple Watch Series 7 users have taken to Apple's support forums and Reddit to share their experiences since updating to watchOS 8.5. 9to5Mac has also confirmed this issue, and it's clear that something in watchOS 8.5 has impacted fast charging for Series 7 users. It first appeared that this issue was only affecting Apple Watch Series 7 users who relied on the Belkin Boost Charge Pro 3-in-1, which is one of the only third-party accessories that supports fast charging with the Apple Watch. But this actually seems to affect all users who fast charge their Apple Watch Series 7, including those who use Apple's own USB-C fast charging cable. So far, Apple hasn't issued a very public statement yet on this issue, but ideally it is something that can be fixed with watchOS 8.5.1. That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. We'll be off on Thursday and Friday this week, but back on Monday next week for a full week of Apple news. In the meantime, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.